Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect, and my name is Elisa. And hello.
Hi. How weird. Block Talk was not having it with me. I couldn't. Okay. Mm. Can you hear me okay?
Well, yes.
Okay. Hi. And I'm Liz. What's the show format? And I'm Liz. Hey. Thank you. Oh, my God. Ooh, now, before I get into whatever we're going to get into today, I know you're getting ready to leave. When do you go?
Sunday.
Girl, so this is our last show together. Until
right.
you come, okay, until you come back, which I think we'll might be able to do a show at the very end of the year, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe on the 31st, because I come back the day before.
Perfect.
Or the night before,
okay.
Yeah. So
see how you feel.
So we'll see if I'm awake or if I haven't slept yet or whatever.
Sure. That'd be kind of neat. Or since, oh my God, I'm so glad that we're intersecting today from, international travel here, and then you're going, which is great. So even if we do the show a little bit later, since it is New Year's Eve,
right?
That might be a thought.
Okay.
So, but that would be fun. And if not, then if Anna is available, then we'll do a show New Year's Eve. Hopefully, she will fill in and do the show with me while you're gone. Because this girl can't do a show by herself. There's too much going on.
Well, and I didn't do a show either. We didn't do any shows while you were away. I had too many things to do, and I thought about it, but then
good for you.
I need to
do
my stuff.
Honey. See, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing of the transition of the LOA blend morphing into the Lois Effect, and that is the whole philosophy of that's unraveling and revealing itself to us with this shift, is that love originates in self. So yes, and doing the show for 9 going into 10 years now, we never do that. So by the law of averages, good. So I'm glad that we're back for a minute, and then as long as I can coordinate with Anna, and I do know, I'm pretty sure that this weekend Anna will be going to Albuquerque, New Mexico for her solo retreat with my good friend Teresa Crozier in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So there, knowing Anna, she'll figure out how to do a show from Albuquerque. It would be the last day of her retreat, so we'll see. And if not, and Teresa knows about the show. Obviously, she's listened to us. And if not, then we won't do a show then. But we'll keep you guys posted.
I actually think that she will not be able to do the show because she will be in the retreat like Tuesday through Thursday or something like that.
Oh, it starts Tuesday.
So,
I thought it started Sunday. So, no, it ain't going to happen. Okay. Okay, cool.
I don't think she's going to be. She's leaving later today. She's driving out there.
She's driving. Her thing starts on
Tuesday. So she won't be able to. So you probably won't do another show for the next week, but I guess you guys can figure that out. And here's the thing.
Of course.
Here was the realization when you were gone. I'm like, well, the name of the show is called The Lois Effect, and while I'm a student of Lois,
right,
doing the show with Anna, it would just be a different show. We would have called it something else. And I honestly just didn't have it in me to call it. I was like, I don't even know what I want to call it. I just can't think that much right now. So I just called her and said, well, let's just skip it because I'm not feeling it. And I knew that, meant that probably would be three shows. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel on Tuesday. That was such a busy, this past weekend was packed. You know, I drove like four tours, you know.
Oh, it's a lot.
You know, a lot, Thursday through Sunday. And then there were other tours I had to coordinate. So it was busy as I guess I was, you know, expecting it to be, but, yeah. And then on the heels of that, you know, packing, I still haven't completely packed. I've started
a lot. Yeah.
My process. So, we fly out Sunday. Well, really Monday, but it's just after midnight. On Monday.
No. That's good that it's sort of like it was conducive for you to not do a show. It was perfect.
Right.
And you were able to, and that's good. I mean, that's just being, you know, that's just easing into what you need to do. And perfect. I think it's absolutely perfect. And it makes perfect sense since season 10 is also season the end for the LOA blend and now morphing into the lowest effect. So we can do, you know, whatever we need to do and whatever we want and give ourselves breathing room. So I think good for you that you didn't wrestle around it and you were clear, and I think that's great. And whoever is with us is with us and meant to be with us, and all yet to be, you know, revealed and unfolded. So, So you guys are leaving very late Sunday, very early Monday, and where do you guys go first?
Oh, Singapore. We're flying to Singapore, and then we'll spend 4 days there. On the fourth day, we board our ship. So similar to last year, but we're just we're spending probably an extra day or two to sightsee and recover a little bit from the flight. It's a long flight.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that's the plan, and then there's a whole, you know, how many countries we're going to, like five.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
So I had one last session with my acupuncturist, Donna Terrazas, and that was yesterday. We're clearing out a lot of stuff, a lot of collective stuff. So it's not like personal, like, ooh, you know, you.
No.
It's something applicable for a lot of us. And she was so funny, you know, just in our conversations. Before I officially got started on my treatment, I mentioned something about, you know, my DNA. Anna was with us, you know, because Anna spent the night here. And so we were just talking about doing the ancestry DNA stuff. And I said, oh yeah, you know, I'm 99%. It was a joke. It was some type
of
joke.
It's so funny.
And Donna was like, oh, you're 99%. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, that's a lot. I just started laughing. Like, oh, okay.
You got a lot of ancestry DNA to heal. I mean, if you're 99% Filipino and you're 1% Spain, 1% Spanish?
Spanish, yeah.
Okay, well, hello. So that's an oppressed people. You know what I'm saying, girl? Like, girl, no wonder. No wonder, please.
Well, you know, it goes in line with what my Lola, my grandmother, had said, you know, through you, which was that, like, to embrace my
ancestors. Right. I forgot. You know, and isn't it interesting that the endearment for grandmother is Lola?
Yeah. Lola and Lolo, yeah.
Excuse me, and how similar is that to Lois?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I remember. So you had said that was a message, and then, you know,
right.
Of course, everything that Donna does when she does her work, it's, you know, it's reunion healing. So naturally, it's, you know, it's going to have to do with your ancestors. And so
right.
All day yesterday is like, yeah, you know, they're just reminding me, you know, like there was a lot of people who paved the way for me to be this American, you know, versus, I guess it would be the same situation. I imagine if I had been born and raised in the Philippines, I'd probably be like still a little bit rebellious in terms of, I don't want to do all these things. I don't want, you know, so it brought up a lot of old memories, like while I was on the table getting my treatment,
mm-hmm.
it brought up some memories. And then when we talked about the session afterwards, you know, it was just sort of trying or connecting some of these dots where one of my earliest memories when I was in the house that my parents bought, because we lived in a mobile home,
right,
probably for the first, you know, 5 years of my life. And then we moved to this brand new house, you know, brand new subdivision. They were planting the grass, like our parents helped plant the grass in our yard. How new it was. And I remember getting scolded about, you know, for something that, and it was, my mom likes to kind of put these in the context of, well, you know, we're Filipino, like we, you know, we're not like that. That's not how things are done. And I remember I don't even know what the actual situation was, but I remember getting, like, having to, like, take a shower. I'd go in the shower, and in my mind, I'm 6 years old. Like, my view of the world at that age, you know, stuff just, I didn't have the science behind it. I was like, you know, I'm someone like, I would try to put my finger in the door, like in the hinge of the door, just to see. Like, my finger's pretty small, you know, and I'm like, oh, well, that hurt, you know. Like, figuring out, oh,
right,
the limits
right.
of this body. I can't
right.
exist in that space and close the door and all that stuff. So when I was mad, I got in the shower because I was told to take a shower, you know, clean up, you know. I don't want to. I was so mad about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, the water is very loud. You know, and I thought,
uh-huh.
and here I am in this bathroom. It's, you know, like always the bathroom is in this very private place.
Right.
So my concept of sound, again, not very realistic. And so I was just venting. And as I, in hindsight, I'm thinking, I'm sure I'm talking to like my friends, you know, or just venting in general. But I was just ripping. It's like, you know, she's always talking about the Philippines. Well, we're not in the Philippines. We're in America.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're six. I love it. You're like six and probably like, you know, 2 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. I was just so mad. I was mad at the
injustice.
I'm sorry,
but that just sounds so cute. That just sounds so cute. Like little furious Lisa, you know, fuming, probably using grown-ass words. I feel violated as a human being, right?
Yes, if I could have done a picket sign, I would have done a picket sign too. I don't know.
Oh my
God. But I remember that.
Wow.
Because afterwards I realized, oh, you can hear stuff in the bathroom if you're
Oops.
On the outside.
Oops.
Oh,
never mind. You're like, I'm rehearsing for this one
out.
Woman show. All right.
Yeah, the water did not drown out the sound of my venting. So,
I
figured everybody in the house heard me, you know, railing against, you know, raging against the machine that is, you know,
raging against your people, you know,
right.
against the culture. That's so funny. And then how, look at this full circle. And now you're going back. You're going to end up in the Philippines. So when do you arrive there?
It will probably be on the 18th of December. I think 18th or 19th of December. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Do you have this is an off-air question, but, you know, we talk about everything on the air with you. Do you have WhatsApp on your phone?
Yeah, I do.
I just
downloaded it. I've got a friend that
good.
Lives in Hong Kong.
Everybody uses it all over the world. And
yeah, apparently.
It's great. It's great. Good. So we can be in contact that way while you're off the boat.
Yeah. I mean,
perfect.
And I get I get international like texting and stuff like that. I think I can get text messages for free.
Yeah, I was surprised.
T-Mobile's pretty good about that stuff.
T-Mobile's
so.
The best. I didn't mm-hmm. have the last time I went to Colombia. I didn't have T-Mobile, and then it's the best international plan. It's right built in. So I was able to be between WhatsApp and T-Mobile. I was able to talk to my kids, text them, make sure they were good for the week that I was gone.
Right.
So yeah, that's beautiful. So I love that. So it's not like a complete disconnect, and it certainly allowed me to breathe a little bit easier, knowing that twice a day or three times a day, I could check in on the kids, or if they needed me, mm-hmm. we could video chat on WhatsApp or what have you. So that just really lowered my shoulders as a mom. So that was great, and how wonderful. So you can take pictures and text them or post them or do whatever. So that's beautiful.
Right. Right.
So that's great that you had a reunion session, perfect timing. And
right.
I think you feel probably pretty solid and pretty strong health-wise. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it's obviously like you get the same kind of weather that we get. It's nuts here. It's like really
oh my
crazy
God,
cold
I know.
The last, you know. I mean, she's kind of doubling up on supplements and things like that, especially
that's
for the
good.
Travel.
That's good.
But she said, yeah, you're doing pretty well. She was very happy with how things were looking. And so, you know, as we're peeling back the layers, there are certain things that we're addressing. And so, yeah, you know, it's just one more layer. It's good. It's good. And I didn't bring that she usually writes out everything, and it's in the other room, but I felt pretty good about it. Now, the last time I did a session with her, I may have mentioned this on the air. I did a session with her, and I felt like, you know, when I was on the table with the needles, I felt that there was, I thought she'd come in, and which is usually what she does is, you know, I'm face up, and then she does the needles, and then she leaves, and then
right.
at some point she comes in and takes those needles out, and then tells
right.
you know, and then I have to do the backside, so. When I was face up, I was out, you know, like now I am,
yeah.
you know, I'm on the table. I'm like, okay, I'm out. And that's it.
I've
You're
always like, oh, this is that.
Getting, mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting on that type of table, like a massage table or anything like that. That's like, my body's like, oh, we're getting healing done. Cool. So
right.
I'm already in that mode. And
right.
I remember I was out, I was I was asleep. And then my eyes were still closed. But I thought I heard her come in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, she was sort of like near my head, just kind of checking on, you know, checking on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she touched me, but it wasn't her.
Nope.
And I was thinking, oh, well, she's going to take out those needles anytime now. And no, never did. And I'm like, okay, but
ooh,
all right.
Okay.
So.
You had some family reunion, literally.
I did. I totally did. I totally
yep.
did. I'm like, I don't know who it was. Because I was telling her about it later. I said, I thought you'd come in because I felt a presence. I thought it was you.
Nope.
And but when, you know, when no needles were coming out, but you were just still kind of hovering, I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. She never hovers. She never sits right there. And
right, cause she wasn't. Wow.
Because it wasn't her. Right. Right. So I
damn.
Thought that was kind of neat.
But that's good though. This is. And it goes back into, it kind of stayed with me from the last show we did and while I was gone. And just to remind myself, because it really resonated with me when we, I don't remember the callers or whatever, but I do remember we were talking about, I believe I put it as, because again, the stuff comes in, so it's, through me, I believe the term conscious compassion is either conscious compassion or clear. It was two C's with compassion. I believe
hey,
it was.
Sorry, my phone, my line just dropped. So
Oh, Lois.
I don't even know what you I don't even know what you said. Yeah, totally. Like, just like, okay, we're done. Like, well, wait a minute. So I don't know what, I don't even know.
And that
happened.
And that actually happened the last show when I was that happened the last show where I'm talking specifically about things coming in from Lois and the phone cut out. My phone cut out. And now I'm talking about something that came in through me, but I believe from her. So a lot of times I don't remember. So it's so great that, you know, we're co-hosting and because you're like the scribe of keeping everything together, which, and it's so funny because years ago I said to you in a past life that that's what you did, but like
right.
Medieval or whatever, but you know, maybe, and it's interesting because a scribe is one who writes, and that's another thing too. So clearly one of the things that you've packed or you will pack will be like some sort of journal or something so that you can write. Yes?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yes. And take pictures and things, see how that's all going to go. But it's a fertile bed for creativity. But what I was saying when before Lois, you know, stepped in to say, yes, this came from me. I believe the term, and I think you might remember, I believe the term that came up, it was either clear compassion or conscious compassion. I think it was conscious compassion. But anyway, that really stayed with me from the last show and then moving forward with my little week of going to the motherland. And it's crazy. You're going to end up in the motherland. I just came back from the motherland. Like, it's crazy. Right?
Right.
And there were so many takeaways from it, but one of the most profound takeaways kind of started with the last Lois Effect show, because this was Lois's energy affecting what the content is, and also Lois standing for love originating in self, right?
Mm-hmm.
Conscious compassion. And with and this is the teaching, okay? So with a little teachable moment, I believe whether I said clear compassion or whatever, it really is conscious compassion. So getting clear so that you can get to the point of conscious compassion. So let's say it's the three C's, getting clear for conscious compassion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just figured I'd do that for a little effect. Okay. Anyway, so when we are conscious about our compassion, right, so we're very aware that we are interacting and perceiving and observing with the conscious intent of compassion, then we can recognize that there is an intersection where the compassion meets the point of trauma in whatever circumstance, person, situation that you are sharing space with or that you are engaging with. So what was very helpful when I was gone was that to be very conscious and very clear that if I was feeling affected by somebody else's energy, that could have made me feel a little small, a little less than, a little wounded. I don't want to say attacked because that's too strong, but you know, something like, why is somebody throwing me shade? You know, a little whatever, right? That in that clarity of conscious compassion, you can recognize that there is a trigger point of trauma. And if you say to yourself, okay, so this is how the person is expressing through their trigger point of trauma, I have compassion for that. And it doesn't mean that you take crap from people or that you are a doormat. Right?
Mm-hmm.
is it's that you are elevating your frequency. So for whatever it is that's being expressed in your field of experience, it doesn't affect you the same way. So it's almost like that clear conscious compassion, understanding that there is a trigger point of trauma. So then you have immunity. Then it has nothing to do with you, and that kind of becomes your shield of protection.
Mm.
And it really helped me. And that how people's journeys play out, it's why they're here to experience that particular journey. And it could be devastating because you know me, I'm so hypersensitive. You see these young Indigenous girls with their newborn babies on the roads, you know, begging for money, right?
Right.
So, sure, I'm not going to lie. One, I gave all my change like the first day because I was just like, I was just losing my mind. But then I got into a grace about it, sometimes it could be dangerous for me to stop and, you know, give money to whatever, depending on where I was or what have you. And the great thing about my trip is that who I met up with, who's one of my closest friends, this guy is not a tourist, he's a traveler. So I'm like in the hood where the gorillas are up the block, but I felt safe. So I got to see stuff that most Americans wouldn't really see. I got
right.
to see what people see who live in everyday life from all stratas of economic levels. So I was able to have a grace about not feeling completely devastated with the poverty that I saw, and also to recognize the dignity and the beauty of the culture and the people, which if I didn't fall madly in love with it 2 years ago, like I already know when I'm coming back. And I already saw the building that I want to. Move into eventually, right? So, I have a year plan. I have a 1 year plan, and it's not just to she's going to live in Colombia. No, to actually contribute and do some sort of work. So, it really was a research and development trip. It was so good, and also to have that consciousness, and I'm so grateful for the platform of the show and for allowing energies to come in and for the lowest effect to be emerging into what that is, because I was able to sort of take the sparks of some of those ideas and to see how they would coalesce and how they would land and reveal themselves to me, and they did in such a profound way and in perfect timing. And I'm sure you can relate to this, where you get to a point where, not that we're necessarily boxed into our day-to-day, but it's almost like there's this wall that we don't have that foothold or that step stool to see what's on the other side. So it's not that we feel walled in, but we kind of feel divided, that there's the other side, but how do we access the other side of that wall? And sometimes if you don't really have the tools or the means, you do what you need to do. You have your nose to the grindstone, and you're doing what you need to do to just move forward and to be in your grace and to accept, you know, what's coming through. But I'm going to be very honest. I was feeling, you know, rather small. Okay, am I just going to barely get by, you know, with taking care of my kids? Am I just going to dance around all of this greatness that I'm around? I dance around so much greatness and so much success around me. But at the end of the day, is the day-to-day going to be just getting by.
Mm.
And how do I maintain that? Because one needs to. And in accepting that grace, not being resigned to it, but just accepting, well, you know what, that's what it is right now, and that's okay. So the gift of being able to travel on my own with no family, which is beautiful, and to see what would unfold, it was life-changing. So for you to have this foundation of healing for yourself is so smart, because I believe you will come back kind of knowing, like, oh, there are possibilities. Like, we know that there are possibilities. I'm going to correct myself. We do know that there are possibilities. That's nothing new. The difference is you're going to experience that there are possibilities, and you're going to feel that there are possibilities. And that's why going back to the motherland or traveling, and now with that, with what was gleaned from the last show, clear, conscious, compassion, triple C, let's call that that. We'll call that triple C, vitamin C, clear, conscious, compassion, whatever. That certain things that might have been a trigger point for you will no longer be, because in the past, that was just a placeholder for the ancestral trauma.
Yep.
Right? That was like a cork, you know, or the whatever. That was like the tourniquet. So good for you. And there's such an appreciation that your parents are still around for you to enjoy traveling with them.
Right.
That clear, conscious compassion will override any of the BS, because you really have begun the process of setting yourself free. And all that anger, okay, that you are carrying since you were a little girl, you know, throwing shade at the Filipino people in the shower, which is so cute. The cutest thing ever. Cutest thing. Like, I want a little cartoon of that. It's the cutest thing ever. It's just so cute to me. But do you see? That was you sort of carrying all that stuff for so long, and you were a child. And at the same age, wasn't that the first car accident?
Yeah. All that stuff.
There you go. So there was so much
I'm
for
assuming.
You. More
I'm
or less.
That's the realm of image. Yeah.
More or less. Well, you know what? It's more or less. Okay. So as a very young, let's just say to just keep it, you know, whatever, don't have to be that precise, that, see, that was the access point of trauma. So you were such a receptor, being pure Filipina in this family. Girl, you pure. You could, if they had like the Westminster, like, you know, Filipino, like, person show, you would get the first prize, okay? Because you are, I mean, I when you texted me your DNA results, I'm like, of course. That's so funny to me. So do you see how all those energies, they found an access point? But you no longer, and then you see the pattern of taking the hit for the team, where that played out in other areas. Like, I could do it. Yeah, well, you could also, you know, make a bomb and blow it up, but why would you? So all those things of servitude, see, there's a difference between being in service and servitude. Servitude, you kind of,
right,
like, are indentured. You don't have a choice. Being in service, you can choose who and
right,
what to serve. And it starts with you serving yourself.
Right.
So it was so wonderful to spring off of the last show, go to what technically is, you know, this third world country, you know, that is, oh my goodness, it's so much more than like cocaine and coffee people, you know, and the gorillas. So much more. And they're doing so much. Like, they're doing a thing called Campaign for Peace. They're doing a thing called the, they call it the Orange Economy, which deals with tech and creativity. and orange because it's a bright, it's brightness, it represents brightness. All of these beautiful cultural, artistic things that, you know, we don't really, we know from that, and we know from Sofia Vergara, and that's pretty much it. So,
right.
Right. Right. And that's great. But there's such a depth and such a pride and such a dignity. And then you see, like, well, if you've been beaten down by war for over, you know, for over half a century.
Right.
And always the looming unrest and danger, not going to lie. Okay. I really did not, I felt unsafe once, but I wasn't by myself. And the times that I would venture by myself, I was very much aware, like it was like a 3-block radius, like, but just to sort of be out and about, and I blend, and then I open my mouth and they hear that American accent. But so a lot of times I just kept my mouth shut. And unless I was in a very safe situation, but if I was by myself, I kept my mouth shut, but I was able to manage because thank God I can speak the language. So that clear conscious compassion, and it didn't devastate me the way that it does, whether I'm any place, whether I'm in New York and I see somebody terribly, compromised and homeless and cold, and there was something that kind of nurtured me in that clear conscious compassion. I was able to offer compassion to myself. So when it's no longer a one-sided equation, well, you feel diminished and hopeless, that's really the ego stepping in. You can't rescue. So that's really a matter of ego, which if you look at ego in that particular light, the ego is not a bad thing. It's a survive. It's preservation. It's survival.
Right.
So it's a tool. So it's a good thing. But the equation needs to be balanced. So I'm very grateful that the show springboarded with that clear conscious compassion. And that was my filter. So even when the person who arranged this trip for me, and I had my own space, I had my own private, it was in a apartment hotel. So I basically had my own studio apartment for a week.
Nice.
And then we did
nice.
Some side trips. And when we stayed in a hotel in another city, I had my own hotel room. So I had my own space. But I'm dealing with somebody who's one of my dearest friends. And I'm one of the few people on this planet that I know his story. And this person has had trauma from day one. So my feelings were never hurt. My feathers were never ruffled because my compassion was clear. And you know how sometimes somebody will joke, but it's like, that's a joke? Okay. That their delivery is less than smooth. Their delivery is
right.
A little rough or a little awkward or a little, and not offensive, but just it could be misconstrued for, you know, a little queenie shade. It's like, girl, you thought
right.
I should? Right.
Uh-huh.
And what's so great was that the filter was so strong and so built up to be clear and compassion, and clearly filled with compassion. And I told myself, this is a person who has chosen to isolate himself. This is a person that has chosen to really be a borderline recluse. I'm one of the few people that he will open up to. I'm one of the few people that knows his story. So it's going from one extreme to another. It's going from extreme solitude where you're just interacting with whoever's around, but you're choosing not to have close relationships or close friends physically, like in person. You can have friends virtually, you know, through online, whatever, you know, texting online and people that you talk to on the phone. But in terms of day-to-day, deep in solid, in-your-face friendship, that's a choice. I'm one of the few exceptions. So the most human physical interaction he has in an immersive, intensive way is when I come to see him.
Wow.
So it has to be a little awkward to get kind of used to that. because you're just not having that dialogue and that those activities. You're by yourself the whole time, by choice. So, and there's certain things that he won't do unless, like, I'll do it with him, like to go into a particular store. Well, I never bothered because I'm like, well, let's go. So I was sort of like the enabler for certain things, certain fun things to do, you know, because he has social anxiety. So knowing that, and it was great because I would say the last two trips, I went to Colombia 2 years ago, and then the year before that I went to Mexico, which is where he was living. The last two trips prior to this one, prior to the springboard of the Lois effect, there was a time or two where I took things a little personally, and I felt small and I felt wounded. Not this trip. And I let it wash down my back. I just let it roll down my back. And I said to myself, all right, this is obviously there's an access point of trauma, and that's okay. I'm just going to be with this. And then we would just move on and not even get into, I was never attacked personally, but I was exposed to some shady energy, whether he was commenting on something that he was watching or we were talking about a third party or whatever. You know, there's a little bitterness, resentment, a little shade, whatever. I just held space for it. It's like, you're entitled. Okay. And I'm like, wow, this is obviously an access point of trauma. Okay. And being conscious in that compassion, it neutralized it. It didn't remove it, but it neutralized it because you have to feel what you have to feel. For whatever it is that we have to learn here, that's free will. I'm not trying to be like, you know, then let me join a cult. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what an incredible takeaway to have before going away. So thank you, Lois. And when all that was coming up, that's when the call disconnected. So to bring that up again, that's when your phone cut out. I'm just saying, and I was talking about the exact same thing. So clearly this is coming from her. Okay, we got you. You got credit. Okay? Boom. We'll give you copyright.
Wow.
Well, I find it quite interesting. And I know we're talking in broad strokes because we have not even 20 minutes left to the show, and I don't want to get too specific. And I know when we get back together to the show, I can't wait to hear all about all the countries you visited and everything else. I think it's more important to sort of talk about what has been emerging from this show and how that's applied, or how that can be applied when you go overseas, because an opportunity is now presenting itself to you with this conscious information, right? That's coming in through her to understand, okay, and it's not even to identify somebody's traumatic trigger points, because how are we going to know everybody's story? And that would kill us. But to acknowledge, okay, I'm going to acknowledge this is a point of trauma. And if we are expressing ourselves, embracing that the trauma is what fortifies us to be compassionate and to grow and to learn and to heal and to embrace those traumas, because that's what defines us, and that therefore we are compassionate, we are emotionally intelligent, we are able to communicate with more people. Because if we were just stuck in an ivory tower, how interesting are we going to be?
Right.
Yeah, and to look at the eyes, look in the eyes of someone else. I met a woman who actually, she did my hair because, you know, girl got to get her hair done. Girl, I got my hair done for $4. U.S. I'm like, damn. God bless America. And the dollar. And we were able to, I spoke in my broken Spanish, but my comprehension is stellar. And her husband died 3 years ago of what Stephen Hawking died of. And now they're afraid her daughter might have it.
Oh, wow.
Right? And I purposely brought a whole bundle of clean, barely used clothing, because I do that whenever I travel. I bring clothes that I don't even wear, and then I leave everything except for my underwear and what I'm going to travel back with. And of course, I launder it, and so I always designate a person. So it was my hairdresser, because she was right downstairs, and she was lovely, and she has two daughters that might appreciate some of the cute things I brought behind. So it was just so wonderful just to give that act of giving. Again, the average monthly salary is like $250 a month. US.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah. And it's so crazy because, and I remember this going to Colombia as a kid and then the last couple of times, going to any country outside of the U.S., especially developing countries or whatever you want to call it, countries like Colombia, like the Philippines or whatever, don't have anything written in English on a T-shirt. They don't even know what it's like. And a lot of it doesn't even. So, the next time I come back, any crazy graphic T-shirt that I come along, I'm just they eat that and a pair of Levi's. They'll kill you for that. Like, it's crazy. It's America. It's crazy that supremacy.
Yep.
And So I came up with a year plan, and how interesting that we're going to have a presidential election, like a year from now. Exactly, we're going to know.
Right.
I don't know. People are kind of cocky, like that. You know, we'll get a new president. I don't know, people. I'm not wishing that, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, let's not assume anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, girl? But oh, they love America. I'm like, we're not that deep, but okay, it's okay. but they aspire to that. But just like non sequiturs on T-shirts, I'm like, and. Who was this, like, you know, the irregulars that you got from, you know, somebody that's really funny, or the fake designer stuff, so funny. But yeah, it's common all over the world. So it's a gift. It's just a gift of having that knowledge, putting that into practice immediately in a completely different environment, and then bringing it back here. Clear conscious compassion and acknowledgement, and just respecting that people have access points of trauma. So I would say that would be a cornerstone of this teaching. Now let me ask you this, since you know from your relationship with Lois and all of that, what just came in, would this make sense? Knowing her the way that you did, that this would be something that would be a teaching of hers?
I mean, I think so. She was a big proponent. I mean, obviously it's obvious to me, because she was always about uncovering the layers. And so, you know, you can translate that into, you know, epigenetics, into your ancestry.
Right.
But any of your lifetimes of trauma, you know, you're really dealing with
right.
just, you know, erasing or trying to get through these different layers to kind of get, you know, that crustiness of just living, you know,
right.
and getting to what's really inside. And so she really wanted people to not just deal with the symptoms, but to
right.
get to the issues. As she called it, the issues and the tissues, because they would always
right.
manifest,
right.
You know, in your body. So it's
correct.
Being very present with what's happening, but realizing, you know, putting a Band-Aid on it is not going to, it's not meant to last. Like that's just one aspect of it, but
right.
you have to go deeper. And so to go deeper means, you know, all this other stuff that's going to come up that you still have to be able to you know, like you're talking about, with a compassionate heart, to have that compassion for yourself first.
Correct. Right.
Is usually the hardest. And so, but you know, there's not just one way to do it. You can, you know,
right.
you for a lot of people, it's easier to take care of somebody else than it is to take care of themselves.
Right.
And until you make that connection that you can allow yourself that level of compassion and love, but you have to allow it for yourself. Then, you know, until you're able to do that, you'll see where there are limitations, or you will define them as limitations, because, you know, one person that you're taking care of can't, you know, also has, you know, his or her own work to do.
Exactly. That's so well said.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
who are we to interfere with that? Right.
Yeah, you can't heal them, or you can't take care of them well enough so that, you know, they'll just get better. At some point, that person has to take that in themselves and say, yes, you know,
right.
Thank you for helping me. And I'm going to continue doing this, because, you know, everyone has their own life to live. So that's
right.
That's the realization that, and so many of us, and I bring this up because I'm looking at, you know, the sessions that I've done with Donna.
Yeah.
And you know, it's generally the female side that has a lot of, we got to work out a lot of stuff. You know, we're really trying to, you know, make that difference between being in servitude and being of service.
Correct.
And you know, when if I look at the different things that Donna has written out for me, and the stuff that I'm kind of, as a collective, you know, I'm having some stuff come up. It's like, yeah, you know, it's something that I knew early on. Well, it kind of sucks to be female. You know, it's that,
doesn't it?
That,
it does.
That's sort of what I was like,
it's,
well,
all day.
That's
yep.
sort of, you know, the way it's kind of rigged right now, it's incredibly
mm-hmm.
hard. You know, not only are you supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to take care of the people, you know, you've got to bring life into this world, and you still have to, you know, take care of
take
everybody
care of
else
it.
While you're doing that.
Yeah, all day.
You know, you're also supposed to look really pretty and you know,
right.
just
be a sex object.
You're supposed to be,
yep.
yeah, mm-hmm. you're, yeah, yeah. So there are all these things that we, that has come, you know, it's come with this packaging. And,
right.
And I'm looking at that, and given the, for me to have these sessions done, and given, oh, you know, it's seven generations back, or it's what, you know, whatever it is.
That's
like,
a lot.
Crap, you know?
Damn.
You know, at any given life, you know, sometimes you see these games like, oh, if you could go back in time, like, you know, what would you do? And it's like, well, you know, if it's me as I am in this body, I wouldn't want to go. You know, like, I don't know what time I the back to the time.
I don't
want to
go back.
Cause
I'll be in some jungle
that's
someplace.
That's
no,
go,
no,
you know?
No, nope, no.
You know?
And that's so true. And one of the observations that me and my friend talked about, and that I even thought about, and the same could apply for you, Elisa. I'm looking around. And I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at some of these you know, more mature women, so like middle-aged women, whatever. I'm a middle-aged woman, whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God, that could be me. And I was so grateful
right.
for my parents that they immigrated to the States.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I could have been one of those people that just, that's all they knew. And I would probably
right.
be a great grandmother by this point. And
right
at this point, seriously, I would probably be a great grandmother or close to one. Probably be 100 pounds heavier, and probably would have a lot of aches and pains and wait to die.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's that was yeah. I looked at everything that, you know, most of what. Would come through from these reunion sessions was, you know, just to find that joy, which is obviously it's a word that I love because that's my middle name. But, you know, these different blessings and, you know, the epiphanies of, you know, realizing like this one, I'm going to read. It's from what she wrote out, realizing
mm-hmm.
the blessings of a path that grace is taking one on. So, you know,
yeah.
the path of grace. And
yes.
in saying that, it's also thanking the ancestors, because they are all going through it. They all went through it, and so
right.
you know, you talk about a trauma point or whatever. You know, this
right.
is, you know, when you start to realize, wow, that's you think it's rough now, you know,
right? And they're cheering you on, and when you
right.
can look at it that way, that they're cheering you on. You know, I can tie this immediately to my mother. My mother stayed in her marriage, took care of my father, was miserable, whatever. And I said, you did this so I didn't have to.
Right.
Right. So it's that pattern interrupt. So to come to this conscious clarity of compassion and that, and what you just, you know, talked about with the path of grace and all those things, they're cheering you on because you're going to break that cycle.
Right.
So when your niece comes into the world.
Right.
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 See how you see how that all. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Oh, and I want to read this. We do have a hand raised. So hopefully that person's still going to stay on. Just hold on for a moment. The abilities and blessings part that I got yesterday was an open heart and genuine authority, feeling the divine light flowing from oneself towards the world. And then also a reawakening faith in one's dreams, opening joyfully to grace's guidance and loving support.
Oh my God. That's okay. So was I not on the table with you? Oh my God. Because that's exactly how I feel coming back from my trip.
Right.
Let's take this call. I actually have a meeting in a high school with my son with this principal because I'm trying to please take my son.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Let's take this call. Thank you for sharing. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, let's see if it now Blog Talk's like, no, we're gonna spin.
Okay.
Maybe that person isn't there. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We
didn't
showing up. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we have to go anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. It's just spinning. That's Blog Talk for you. But yeah, so that's a lot going on.
Yeah. So maybe, of course, you and I, we'll talk offline. So you just let me know when you're available. Okay. We'll talk before you go. And, on the, show notes, I guess it will be, posted when the next show would be, and I would imagine it would probably be a week from Tuesday, as Anna will be away on retreat, is my guess.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to her or whatever. But that will be posted as to when the next. I guess the shows will be programmed for the ones that she's available to do. So we'll sort that out. And I guess, listen, I'll tell you this offline, but I'll say this for all of us listening. Have an incredible trip. And
thank you.
Yeah, and we'll be holding good thoughts for you and your family and all the travels you'll have. And we will hopefully do a show. The next show we do together hopefully will be New Year's Eve, but Anna and I will do a show probably week after next. So just you'll see it posted on Blog Talk. And you just have an amazing trip. So and stay safe and know that you've done the work. So you really got to go there free and come back even freer. So how beautiful is that? How exciting is that? I'm so excited for you. So that's amazing. So if you guys need to be in touch with us, please send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And stay tuned to the show notes on Blog Talk. It will talk about when we are next scheduled. And as always, love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work. And to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you,
babe. Okay, I'll talk
Take
to you
care,
soon.
Take care, everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Tell me that you like